you should ask me the other one. The other one's called clear seat.
The other one's the clear seat. Okay.
Break clear of the seat.
Is this, can you think of what the other one with there is tied
in? No, I can't think of that.
Do you call that the cling stone?
Cling stone, probably. Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay. What do you call, you were talking about apple a minute ago, what about the part of the apple that's left over when you get through with it? That's the what?
The core.
The core of the apple. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of people cutting up apples or peaches and letting them dry and making things out of them that way?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard any particular name for the dried parts of a piece of fruit?
Nothing except, if it's apples, dried apples.
Yeah. Have you ever heard anybody refer to that as snits?
No.
Haven't heard that. Okay. What about some of the nuts that are grown around here?
Well, the biggest one is peanuts. Yeah. Are the biggest crop. Mm-hmm. Then you have pecans, walnuts, and that's about the one commercial.
What else are peanuts called around here?
Goobers. Ground peas.
Ground peas. Mm-hmm. You're talking about, you mentioned walnut. What do you call the hard cover, that part of the walnut? That's the what?
That's the shell. Mm-hmm.
And there's a softer part, you know, that'll stain your fingers if you handle it much. What is that? Call that the...
I don't remember, unless it's, you know, shell too. Mm-hmm.
You ever heard people call it maybe the hole?
Well, the hole and shell, I always took it to mean the same.
Same thing?
One and the same.
Okay. This is the type of nut that's, I'm sure, not grown around here, but you see them at Christmas time. It has kind of a long...
Brazil nut?
You ever heard that called anything else? A colored woman that I was interviewing the other day said that she, when she was growing up, they called them nigger heels. You ever heard them call that?
Oh, I've heard them call nigger toes. Okay. That's what I've heard them call.
Okay. What about almonds? Can you buy almonds around here?
You can buy them, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but I'm sure they're not grown
no.
in this area. Okay. What about that fruit? A lot of it grows in Florida.
Kumquats.
Mm-hmm. Or even more common than that.
Papayas.
Okay. Growing in California too.
Mm-hmm. And tangelos is a fruit that's kind of unusual.
What's the real common one? You might have it for breakfast.
I can't think of
it now. Anita Bryant advertises it on TV.
What in the world? Man in Thailand. I had a tree in my yard. I can't think what it was. Now,
I was just trying to get you to say oranges.
Oh, no, that wasn't one I was thinking of. Oranges, of course, but there was another one that I was trying to think of.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, if you think of it.
Okay.
Interrupt. If you had a bowl of those oranges, you might say, well, we had some this morning, but now they're all
gone.
Okay. What do you call this little small red colored vegetable that grows in the ground? You eat it raw, kind of peppery tasting.
Your radish.
Radish, yeah. And another type thing that's bigger than that. It's red too. Grows on bushes. Make ketchup out of it.
Tomato.
Tomatoes. Have you ever seen the little ones that don't get much bigger than that?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call those?
Those are, some people refer to them as miniature tomatoes, but there's another name for them. Mm-hmm. I can't think of it right now.
Have you ever heard people call them Tommy Toes?